This is HPR episode 2681 entitled DarbyCon Interview, Hackers for Charity, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Zoke and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Zoke interviews the amazing Hackers for Charity people. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, this is Zoke for Hack Public Radio. I'm here with the iHack Charities people, and I'm pretty much going to let him talk about how awesome they are and what a great job they do. So if you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So I'm Jason Kent. I'm one of the volunteers at Hackers for Charity. I've also been a participant in quite a few of the projects that we've had over the last several years. Hackers for Charity is an organization that helps technology function in places where that's not easy to do. So it started in Africa, where Johnny Long, our founder, really was supported by the hacker community for 8 years on site in Africa, keeping charities that are theirs equipment functioning. If you think about a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 24-year-old grad student drops into a village in remote Africa and their Mac don't boot, it's hard to run whatever program it is that you're trying to run. And so we provide technology support enablement for those things, as well as lately, during the hurricane that went through Puerto Rico, we stood up a bunch of local security kits inside of Pelican cases, radios, communication gear, lights, and we deployed them across Puerto Rico for people to keep their neighborhoods safe, to have kind of a neighborhood watch program running for at night so there wasn't looting and that kind of stuff. So we keep the technology functioning even in places where you don't expect it to stop. And so we've spent the last several years at DerbyCon, in fact, founded through primarily through DerbyCon. We have had Johnny on the ground in Africa. He's back in the States now, but the programs continue. In fact, the very first program he ever ran was to help a gentleman that was his gardener at the compound that he stayed at in Africa the first time he went. He had a dream of being a plumber. And 8 years later, I was watching a YouTube video about building a methane biodigester, and I thought, well, this is appropriate technology for Africa. It's just an education thing. And so I brought the concept of the Dragon IBC methane biodigester there. And when I was there, I said, you know what I really need is a plumber, is somebody that can put pipes together. That's what a lot of this is, gas pressure and stuff. And the guy said, I've got a perfect guy for you. This guy's name's Dennis. And Johnny and I were sitting at dinner the other night. We never realized that, you know, through this connection, this guy on the ground in Africa, this plumber, that, you know, we both know him. He started him, and I've given him the next level of skills, and he's off and running. So keeping those kinds of programs functioning and being able to bring education in places where education is not easily had has been really the focus. But obviously keeping the technology functioning is one of the things. So if you go to hackersforcharity.org, you can find our iHack Charities swag and stuff. But there's also plenty of information about how you can help, how people can pitch in. We have a red team now, so we have charities approach us that say, we don't know anything about security and we need help. And we've spun up a little red team of people that can go out and do engagements with charities, take those skills that we use every day that are, you know, kind of mindless for us to use and apply them in reality and actually help people. During DerbyCon, I don't know when this is going to go out, but during DerbyCon, all of our gear that we have on the site has free shipping. So if you want to get it, it's just like you're here. And it makes it a little easier for people to stomach, you know, not carrying another t-shirt home, as you can order it and have it shipped to your house, or a hoodie or whatever.
I do actually have a iHack Charities t-shirt, and I do get some strange looks. You hack and you're telling us about it's a charity, it's a and you are a 501c3.
Yes.
And so it's all, you know, it's tax deductible if you're in the US. And I do get a lot of looks and questions about the t-shirt, and so I always try and explain it. That's hackersforcharity.org, and I highly recommend everyone go either donate money, donate their time, or help out generally. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.